Once more. What is up, dude? I'm so pumped. I'm here. This is the Labor Day special. And you want to know something? Most people take Labor Day off because it's supposed to be a day about how when you're laborious and you are laborious all the time, and then eventually what happens is that you take a day off because the government's like, hey man, you work like a slave all the time. You should take this day off. But here's what I did. I didn't do that. I came in here and I'm here to do a podcast. OMFW podcast number 26. Yeah, number 26. Dude, another solo one for y'all. Guys, I hope you know that I am, dude, another solo one. I haven't done a solo podcast in a minute, and I'm kind of stoked about it, honestly. Like, the thing is that I was doing all these guest podcasts for a really long time, and I really liked them. I really liked the guest podcast. I thought it was really fun. I really enjoyed talking to new people and hearing new perspectives on things and stuff like that. And I think I'm definitely going to do that again. But I just had to, dude. I've been on this planet. I need you to know this, okay? I've been on this planet for 26 years, and this is my 26th podcast. And I realized that I missed last week, but I just want you to know that I was definitely losing my mind. And that is why I didn't do the podcast, because I had to find it. It was gone. It wasn't around. It was somewhere else, not in my body. And so I had to find it. And so now that I went to go find it, and then now I have found it, and then now it's in my body, I'm here for you. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is basically, I'm here for you, even if I'm not here for myself. And guys, here's the thing. I missed you. I missed our intimate connection that we have. You know? Like just me and you. Just you and me. Me and you and you and me, kid. That's not a real song, but it felt like a song from the 20s, so I sang it like that. And yes, I just sipped something on the mic because you want to know something? I'm rude. I'm very rude. And this is my podcast. Is I look you dead in the eyes and I do rude things. It's called the I Am Rude to You podcast. No, it's actually called Once More Feeling podcast. And I honestly, it's so crazy, dude, because out of everything that has hit the fan this year in my personal life, in obviously the world that you guys are also living in, not my world, but the real world, you know, it's crazy. But, dude, this podcast gives me life and it gives me something to do every Monday. And when I was doing it with guests, it was awesome. And I really liked that. And I'm definitely going to do it again. I got some cool feedback from some of y'all, and you guys were saying that you really liked it with guests, but also that you liked it solo. And so at this point, I don't really know what to do with my life. So that's the problem. But the thing is that I like doing the solo as well. And I feel like every once in a while, I just want to break it up and do some solo ones. So it's my podcast and I do what I want. So shout out to Michaela and shout out to Hildreth Avenue you guys are a couple of the people that there were some other people I hit up too, but I just can't remember them right now. But they helped me make some decisions on the podcast because I reach out to the fans, dude. You want to know why? Because I reach out to the fans and I get that intel and then I figure it out. I'm like Splinter Cell, dude. I don't know if y'all ever played Splinter Cell back in the day on PlayStation 2. That was a dope game. It was one of those games where I felt like I was actually a real spy. I felt like after that was like spy training essentially in a video game, and I felt like if I could do that, then I was actually able to be a real spy in real life. And it's not true at all. I'm the most clumsy person on the planet. And so I definitely, on my first spy mission, would eat crap down some sort of stairwell, or I'd be like in a vent, sweating and breathing heavy, and they would find me and they would shoot me, and I would be done immediately. I would not make it in real life as a spy. I would not make it. But Splinter Cell, dude, that was my game, dude. That was my game because I loved pretending to be something that I am not in real life. And that's really all video games are, is to pretend, just to pretend. That's what it is. It's just pretend on a whole nother level that takes over your senses. What would be great is if they had Smell-O-Vision video games. Smell-O-Vision, dude, is the most slept on. Like, there's all this Oculus Rift stuff, and what I'm trying to tell you is that Smell-O-Vision is where it's at. We've been talking about this for a while in the world. In the world of dad jokes, we've been talking about Smell-O-Vision for a while, okay? And what I'm trying to tell you is that it's actually the most slept on. Like, have you ever been on the ride at Disneyland where you fly over the orange groves, and when you fly over the orange groves, you smell the oranges because they spritz the orange stuff in the air? Yeah, dude. Think about that, but in your house. You smell like you're watching oranges, but you smell oranges in your house. Think about that. That would be so immersive. Like, we have these big old TVs, and we even have like the whole like 3D rendering on your eyeballs with the Oculus Rift and stuff, but they're sleeping on the Smell-O-Vision. And if I even had an inkling of how any of that works, how any programming works at all, then I would definitely make Smell-O-Vision, because it would be a quadrillion dollar. I would be richer than Jeff Bezos if I could make Smell-O-Vision. I would be richer than Jeff Bezos. I would be more than Jeff Bezos with money. That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't, but it doesn't matter. Dude, I can't even explain to you how mother-looking hype I am that I'm here with you guys. I really am. Like, I was genuine. Like, I was in the shower today, and it's not a sexual thing. I was in the shower today thinking about you guys. Just know that. Just know that. I was thinking, I was in the shower, and I'm like, dang, I'm so excited. I gotta go be laborious and laborde. I can't even say that right. I was trying to say that in a way that was, I was gonna go be laborious and laborde. Honestly, I forgot it was Labor Day today. Wow, I can't talk. Can't talk. It's a podcast. All you're doing is listening to me. Can't talk. It's cool. It's cool. oh my gosh, dude. I'm so hyped. I was so hyped to be laborious and laborde. Because honestly, this is what I do. This is what I do with my life now. I am laborious on labor day. No, but everyone else has the day off and I don't have the day off because this is what I do. I work the hardest for you guys, you know? Dude, I work so hard for you guys. I don't know if you know that. I'm putting out content every single week. I'm putting out content constantly. Not just once a week. Not just twice a week. Often I'm putting content out 3+ times a week. I'm putting out these gameplays. I'm putting out these podcasts. Dude, I'm having fun doing it too, man. I'm not going to lie. This New World Order really threw me through a loop. I thought I was this whole world that I was going to be in here was going to be so different, but it's not, dude. It's so different than what I thought it would be. But dude, I don't care, because I got y'all. And that changes everything. It changes everything. Having y'all, it changes everything. So anyways, I've been having fun totally pivoting my entire life. Literally, my life was like a cruise ship, and I all of a sudden, oh, it was like, oh, you got to turn. And I was like, what? Oh my God. But that's everybody. So I'm complaining about what everyone feels in their life right now. But that's what I'm here for, dude. I'm here to be the voice of the people. And the voice of the people know that it's weird. It's weird times, you know? It's weird times out in these streets. Anybody else feel like it's kind of open but not open right now? That's what I feel like. I feel like everything is open, but it's not open. Like, the things that I actually want to do are not open, but Target's open. You know what I mean? Like, how many times can you walk around a Target before you just feel like, what am I doing? I walk around Target, dude. It's not even stress purchases anymore. It's boredom purchases. You remember how I used to do the stress purchase part on this podcast? I literally don't even do that anymore. I'm not even stressed. What it is that I'm bored. I'm bored, and I walk through Target and I buy some crap I don't need for $3 in the dollar section of Target. And I buy some extra hand sanitizer. That's what I do. That's what I do now, is I walk through Target and I literally just, that's what I do. I buy stuff I don't need for no reason. Because there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do but buy stuff. And that's why Jeff Bezos is getting rich right now. Because there's nothing to do but buy stuff. There's nothing to do. And that's why none of these people, none of these, I'm blowing the lid off this thing right now, dude. There's nothing to do but buy stuff. And that is why these rich people don't give a crap that we're stuck inside. Obviously, it's different for them because they don't really care because they don't have to go outside anyways. You know what I mean? They don't really have to go outside. They just stay inside. They stay inside, indoors, and they have whatever servant go get the stuff that they need. And they leave, the servant leaves it on the doorstep for the chef, and then the chef picks it up and the chef cooks the food. And then that's it, you know? And they don't have to do anything, so they don't care. But then also they own all these businesses and we spend all the money at the businesses and they know that there's nothing to do but go spend money at the businesses. So therefore, they don't care. So blow the lid off that one for you guys. I don't know really what I'm saying at all, but all I know is that that is how I feel about it. You know? That's how I feel. I feel like there's nothing to do but walk around a Target with a mask on, obviously, and just do, like, buy a $3 item I don't need. Buy some snacks I don't eat. There's nothing. So anyways, I don't know. I don't know if y'all feel that, but I do that. I don't know. Maybe you guys are walking around Walmart instead of Target, but I'm walking around Target. Yeah. Also, newest addiction that I have officially. That could be a segment. Literally, that could be a segment. Because I have an addictive personality. Thank God it's not like, what if I did that and I was just like heroin? Holy crap. What if I did that? And I was just like, yeah, newest addiction segment. Today, this week, I try. Oh, how I missed y'all. This is just fun because it's just a playground for my mind, dude. I let everything I'm thinking about all week just fly. Just fly away, little birdie. No, but I didn't do heroin. What I did do was get addicted to LaCroix. Bubbly Waters. Bubbly Waters, dude. Bubbly Waters. Not Muddy Waters, the artist. Bubbly Waters, the fluid. Yeah. So I'm addicted to that now. I can't stop. I literally cannot stop drinking those things. I've had so many. And here's the thing. I had a buddy of mine actually recommend Topo Chico as a brand of bubbly water to try. And I'm not going to lie. It is the superior water. It is superior. Like, for sure. For sure, the best. But the thing is that it's, like, so expensive. Compared to, this is how they get you, dude. This is what I'm trying to tell you right now, though. It's kind of equivalent to, like, other, it really is. It's equivalent to other drugs. Like, here's the deal. Is that, like, I am now fully addicted to bubbly water. So I need bubbly water in my life. But I can't afford to pay the Topo Chico because I drink way too much bubbly water. So I can't afford to pay for Topo Chico at the prices that they have for how much bubbly water I'm drinking. I can't do that. It's too much. So what I do is I buy the cheap stuff. The stuff that's stepped down, you know what I mean? They put a little, like, you know, extra stuff in it that's not actually. Dude, what am I even saying, dude? What am I even saying right now? No, but I buy the cheap stuff, dude. I buy the cheap stuff. I buy the Target brand. The Target brand bubbly water, though, for real? Like, don't be sleeping on that. It's really good. The strawberry mango one is another level entirely. It's like you are being transported to summertime. And since we all missed summer essentially this year because of what happened, just do yourself a favor. Grab yourself a case. This is not sponsored, by the way. It's not sponsored by Target. I know you think it is because I'm heavily talking about it right now, but it's not sponsored. This is just me talking to a friend, telling you what's up, okay? But Target, dude, if you want to sponsor me, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I've been shouting you out hard. Okay? Yeah. No, the strawberry mango one is the most delicious thing that you will ever drink in your life. It's delicious. It's delicious. Without a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. I've always loved that phrase. Without a shadow of a doubt. So good, though. And I love it. I'm addicted to bubbly waters now, though. I feel like I'm so bougie saying that, by the way. So bougie to sit here and be like, I'm addicted to bubbly water. When, like, literally people in Flint, Michigan don't even have regular water. like, who am I? It's the most LA thing I've ever said in my life. Speaking of LA, what are we doing living here? Literally, it's insane in the streets. It's madness. It's madness in California. I honestly, like, I have cousins and stuff that live, like, not here. I've talked to them a couple times. And I'm like, honestly, what are we doing? What are we doing here? I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Okay, here's the thing. I am born and raised in Southern California. I've traveled all over the United States of America. I've been very blessed to be able to do that. And I've seen a lot of other places. And I like a lot of other places. I love Southern California more than anywhere else. I really do. I do. I love it here. I love the fact that I'm by the beach, even though I never go to the beach. I don't know why I like being by the beach, but I do. I never go to it, especially now, but I never really go to it anyways. I really don't. I live so close, and I can count on my hand how many times I've been to the beach in the past, like, 2 years. I live, like, 5 minutes from the beach, and that's not a flex. I'm just saying, like, anyone in Southern California essentially lives, like, 20 to 30 minutes from the beach, maximum, if you're in Southern California. That's also a lie. It's such a lie what I just said, but it's, like, what I'm saying is that I live so close to the beach, I don't even enjoy it. I don't even go to enjoy it. What do? I don't ever go there. I wish I did, but I don't ever go there, dude. And what I'm saying is I don't ever go there, but I should because I live so close to it. But at the same time, I'm also like, since I never go there, why am I even here? It's so expensive, dude. It's so expensive to breathe. Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if they start taxing breathing. Honestly. It's so expensive here. And this is not even like a right-wing tax type comment here. I'm just saying in general, life is so expensive. In general, but especially LA / Southern California / Orange County /. Dude, all I know is that it's so expensive here, dude. And I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't know what I'm doing. I mean, really, like the way I look at it is like, am I ever going to be able to be in of my own accord? If I live here, will I ever? And the thing is that, like, I'm talking about this and I don't even know if I would ever move from here because I love it so much. I love it so much. I've traveled a lot of places and this is one of my favorite places. But at the same time, it's also crazy and untenable. Just on price alone. I'm not talking about, like, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff. That we could even go into about that, but I'm not going to go into about that. But there's so many other things, like, that we don't do well in Southern California. But what we do have is that it's sunshine and rainbows all the time. A little too much sunshine, honestly, this week. A little too much sunshine this weekend. It was very hot. And we're going to talk about the weather because this is the weather forecast. And, dude, who am I telling you about the weather in Southern California? No, but it was really hot. It was really hot this weekend. I don't know if it was hot everywhere else in the world because I'm so self-centered that I only checked Southern California. And like Arizona, I know in Arizona it was really hot, but I didn't check anywhere else. And all I know is it was so freaking hot here. And yeah, dude. But all I'm saying is that, like, I don't know what we're doing in Southern California. I love it here so much. I really do. But I don't know how to live here as an adult. Like, as an actual adult. Like, as a child, it was great because I don't have to worry about things. But then you get to a point where, like, how do I eat and also have a roof? I gotta pick one. I can't have both. So when you get to that point, you're just kind of like, you know. Like, I don't know where you guys are listening to this from, but I'm just gonna be honest. Like, you look at what you could get for $300,000 in, like, freaking Texas. In, like, decent parts of, I'm not talking about the boondocks, like, decent parts of Texas. For $300,000, you get, like, a freaking 4-bedroom with, like, a bidet in every room, even the living room. Like, there's just a bidet to wash your butt for no reason. Like, just bougie stuff. Like, the fanciest places for, like, $300,000, $400,000. And then you look at what that gets you out here, like, in Southern California, it's literally a studio apartment. It's not even a house. It's a studio apartment. It's like some guy is gonna, like, literally, like, you buy 10 square feet of land. That's what you get. You literally get 10 square feet of land in Southern California for $300,000. But then when you're looking in anywhere else, so much cheaper. It's not even cheaper. It's just like quality of life, bro. Like, how do you live out here? I don't know how you do it. I'm not Jeff Bezos. But if I invented Smell-O-Vision, then I could live in Southern California. I could live anywhere. I could have multiple houses if I invented Smell-O-Vision. That's all I'm trying to say is I could go anywhere. I could do anything I want if I invented Smell-O-Vision. That's really the long and the short of it is what I'm trying to tell you is that Smell-O-Vision is the key. And if anybody wants to hit me up about how to actually make Smell-O-Vision a thing, I'm beyond down. I'm literally twirling my mustache like an evil villain right now. If you're just listening to this, there's a video version of this podcast. You should check it out on YouTube. But what I'm trying to tell you, so you can see my ugly mug or beautiful face, depending on how you feel about me. I'm back to being bearded, dude. I shaved my head and shaved my beard at some point during this quarantine. That's just so you know, that's how far down the rabbit hole of quarantine I went. All this was gone. And now I actually have my hair moves. It doesn't just stay in one spot. So time has passed. That's the only way I know time has passed. That and the cave paintings I've drawn inside my room. And you know, I like make little tick marks on the side of the wood. You know, that's... On the side of the banister in the studio, I just go,
it's been 478 days.
Dude, just know that I am essentially Castaway and you are my Wilson. Just know that, okay? You are my Wilson and I am Castaway. Just know that. You are the bloody handprint and I am the grizzled man. Man, boy, really. Honestly, I don't know, man. All I know is that LA is untenable. You are my Wilson. I really want to invent Smell-O-Vision. I think that's my meal ticket out of here, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that I've been working the hardest. I've been working the hardest for you guys. I don't know if you... I'm doing this new recording thing on... I got all this fancy stuff going around me. Woo! And, dude, I'm excited about it. I've been trying to up the game no matter what, dude. No matter what, I've been trying to up this game. You know? Been trying to make it better for you guys. Because this is what it's about. It's my podcast and I do what I want. But at the same time, I'm trying to make it better for you guys every single time. So I hope you like it. And honestly, dude, 26 podcasts. That means I've been doing this for 26 weeks. Over 26 weeks. Because there have been 1 or 2 weeks I took off. Because, you know, mental clarity is important. So, you know, you can crap on me if you want, but I don't really care. So it's fine. But 26 weeks of podcasting, dude. There's only 52 weeks in a year. That means we're literally halfway through a year's worth of podcasts. That's insane to me, dude. That's insane that I've been doing this for half of a year. And I love every minute of it. I really do. I really enjoy the podcast. I love both formats. I love doing the interviews. I love talking to people. I really do. I love talking to new people and interesting people and creatives during this time. And I got so many comments from people like when I was doing it that like some people were like, you know, I really appreciate you having me on because it's just like as creatives, dude, it's really hard. Almost every creative industry is just shut down right now. So it's like everybody was always this is not to toot my own horn, but everybody who was on was always just like, you know, thanks for having me on. It's something to do every week. And I honestly, for me, I feel the same. It's like, I feel like this is something for me to do every week. Consistency. And I freaking love it for that reason, my man and my lady. My man and my lady. Dude, I do. It's amazing. Having something to do every single week. I got to be creative. I got to let my mind flow. I got to work on some of this technical stuff, make it look nice, and make it look nice. I don't know why I did it Italian. Like, make it look nice, and make it sound nice, and make it really nice for you. It's great, honestly. Because everything else is so inconsistent. But I did, you want to know something? This is a music studio, and I actually made some music recently, so that's cool. No, but I'm making music every single day. I always make music, because it's something I will always do for the rest of my life. I'll always make music, because it's in my bones. I do have some music out if you want to listen to that, but I'm making newer and better and awesomer stuff always one up in myself. That's the goal, is to one up yourself. Jordan Peterson says don't compare yourself to whatever. Anyways, just say whatever, dude. I'm gonna misquote Jordan Peterson. That's what I'm gonna do on this podcast, okay? Anyways, you know, always trying to one up myself, not trying to compare myself to others, even though I do it all the time, and I'm super self conscious about it. And yeah, I just hit this chair and I almost fell out of it, and it's great. Did I just compare myself to others when I did that? Yeah, because most people don't do that. Most people aren't so stupid and not able to be a splinter cell that they would fall out of their own chairs. But I did. I just did right now. I almost fell out of my own chair. Because that's the kind of quality content y'all are looking for. It's just the slapstick humor of me falling out of my chair. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah. Just how you guys are basically holding my mental clarity together. It's fine. It's all good, though. It's all good. You guys are holding me together. Just know you are the glue to my mind. And if you leave me... Dude, I sound like a freaking, like a psycho girlfriend. If you leave me, I don't even know what I'd do. I don't even know what I'd do to myself. Nah, I'd be fine. I'd be fine without you. Nah, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be fine without you. But I don't even know I don't even know who you are. But I know who you are. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we know each other. I feel like you know me. But I don't know. You could be anybody, dude. You could be some, I don't know who you are. You know? But I do know who you are. I feel like we know each other, you know? They always say when you do this kind of stuff that you should imagine one specific person that you're talking to. Like a best friend or a good friend. But I don't have any friends, so I can't do... No, I got a couple friends. I like quality over quantity. I feel like there's a lot of people who just go like, oh, they got friends. So many friends, you know? And I don't have a lot of friends. But the ones that I have, I think, are really good. And I think that's more important. And anyways, life advice from the guy who almost fell out of his chair. You know, my hair's growing back. And I kind of like it, dude. I didn't like the shaved head look. I felt like I rocked it, dude. I feel like if anybody's going to pull off the Les Mis Rob Hugh Jackman look, I definitely did it, okay? There's nobody else out here who could do that like I did it, other than Hugh Jackman himself, okay? Dude, you know what? Like, Hugh Jackman, imagine if he wasn't jacked, man. So stupid! Oh, the puns are so stupid. But you know what? It's what I'm going to do today. We're going to be punny. Apparently, I'm the punniest man alive today. I don't know what else to say about it. But imagine if Hugh Jackman wasn't jacked. There's certain names in this life where, like, if you don't live up to it, you're kind of screwed, you know? But, dude, if you're on this podcast and you're wondering if you're wondering what I mean about what I look like, let me show you exactly what I look like, okay? Let me show you exactly what I look like. Let me show you exactly what I looked like. And yes, it's a subtle flex to show you that I can pull up things on the internet and you can see them now in the podcast. That's what the subtle flex is. But Hugh Jackman, Les Mis. Dude, let's look at his images. Let's look at these images. Let's look at it. That's what I look like right there. This right here. This guy. That's what I look like, dude. I'm right here. This guy. With the beard and the shaved head, but like shaved in bad ways, in ways that don't make any sense. Not this one, not the handsome one standing next to Anne Hathaway, not that guy. Not this one. That is handsome as hell. That's what I'm working myself towards right now. That's what I want to do right now, soon. Maybe not that beard, because I don't have a strong beard like that. I have a weak puby beard, but I look like this guy with the candlesticks. I look like the candlesticks guy. That's who I look like, dude. Not this guy. Not this guy. I hope I never look like that ever again, because this is a weird ass look for him, dude. I mean, I know it's a period piece, but dude, dude, what is up? He looks weird, baby face. I didn't know that. He's a handsome ass dude, but that looks weird, man. That is weird. Look at him as a baby face. Oh, he looks like a bad guy. He looks like a villain. He does, dude. Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Oh, dude, that's weird. I'm just saying. Was that all just a flex to show you that I could pull things up on the internet? Yes, of course. Am I going to throw up on myself right now? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what that was. I just, like, literally went like... This is like... Again, this is just a podcast where I do the most disgusting things and be as incredibly rude to you as possible. Dude, I'm all out of the coconut cold brew. I'm all out of the coconut cold brew. I don't know if you ever had the coconut cold brew from Trader Joe's, but it's probably the best thing I've ever had in my entire life when it comes to coffee. It's so delicious. Also, pumpkin spice is back. How are we not talking about that? Wait a second. Hang on. Pumpkin spice is back. If you don't know this, I need you to know this. Pumpkin spice is back. I need you to know. This is not a drill. Pumpkin spice is here. And what I'm trying to say is, that's a thing. Okay? And it's delicious. And if you want to at me about how it's not delicious, don't. But do. I don't really care. Because you want to know what it is? I'll fight you in the streets about it. I'll fight you in the streets about pumpkin spice, dude. I don't even care, dude. I will get into genuine fisticuffs like Les Miserables. Out in the street. I'll shave my head again over it. I'll do it. I will do it. Don't test me. Okay? Pumpkin spice, everything, forever, always. I'll drink it in the summertime, dude. Dude, I'll drink it in the summertime. I will. I am like, this is what I'm like. Let me show you exactly what I'm like. Okay. I am so into, dude, this is who I am, always, forever, all the time, okay? This is what I am. I am Dwight with the jackal in her head. All the time. That is who I am in my bones. In my blood, dude. I am Dwight with the jackal in her head. That's who I am. And if you want to fight in the streets about it, I will do it. I'll do it. I'll lose. I will definitely lose because I'm not a Splinter Cell, dude. I'm not Splinter Cell. I'll lose the fight, but I will fight. You understand what I'm saying? My dad told me that a long time ago, okay? Because he knew who I was, and he knew I was going to get picked on. And he also knew that I was going to lose the fight. But you know what he told me? But you know what he told me? He's like, you just got to hurt him. He's like, it doesn't matter if you win. Okay. Hang on. We got to go back to just chatting for this. Dude, it doesn't matter if you lose the fight. You just got to make sure you hurt them in some way. That's what he told me. Because he knew I'd lose the fight. Because he knew I'd get picked on because I was such a nerd. And he knew I'd lose the fight because I wasn't good at karate or jujitsu when I did it. Okay? But he told me, and this was actually really good advice. If somebody's going to fight you and if somebody's going to pick on you, you don't want to be the first one to throw a punch because you don't want to get in trouble. And also, it's not the right thing to do. Okay? It's not the right thing to go around picking fights. And you shouldn't do it. But this is the life advice I'm going to give you because my dad gave it to me and it's actually good-ass advice. Okay? It doesn't matter if you win. It doesn't matter if you lose. You should try and win because obviously you don't want to get your butt kicked. But if you lose, it's still okay. What you got to do is you got to make sure you put some sort of hurt on them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bad it is. It doesn't matter if you win. It doesn't matter if you lose. It kind of does, but it also doesn't, okay? But the thing is that you got to at least hurt them a little bit. Whether you get one good punch in, whether you fight dirty and you got to bite it, whatever you got to do, dude. Whether you just do something weird and you freak them out, that's also a strategy. I love you, man, them. I love you, man, them. Okay? Jason Segel and I love you, man. You could do that. But really, what you want to do is just inflict a little bit of pain. And the reason he said that, he's like, it doesn't matter if you win, it doesn't matter if you lose. Because if you inflict a little bit of pain, obviously you're not starting the fight, you're not throwing the first punch. Okay? You understand that, children? You're not starting the fight. You're not throwing the first punch. But if somebody's coming at you, you got to make sure you at least hurt them a little bit. And the reason is because if you hurt them just a little bit, even just a little bit, the next time they go to fight you, they're going to be like, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? Or the next time they go to pick on you, they're going to be like, I'll definitely win the fight because this guy's a nerd. He's a nerd. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be like, I know I'm going to win this, but like also like last time, he did that weird thing where he like pinched my nipple and I didn't like it. So it's not worth it. That's it right there. You don't have to win, dude. You just have to not be worth it. It's like when you're running from a bear, dude. It's like when you and these other people are running from a bear and you don't have to be. That's exactly what it is. You don't have to be the furthest person from the bear. You just have to not be the last person. And so what I'm saying is if you're getting picked on, you don't throw the first punch. You don't pick fights. You try and avoid it as much as you can. But if you're going to get in that fight, dude, lose the fight. Lose the fight. It's fine. It's fine if you lose the fight. But you got to hurt him a little bit. Even if it's psychologically you hurt him a little bit. Even if it's like, you're like, dude, I don't know if it's worth fighting this guy because he literally stripped naked last time we fought. I don't know why he did it. I don't know why he did it. But he was naked. He waited to fight until he was naked. I didn't understand it. And so, like, even if it's just psychologically damaging to that person, and they're like, I don't know if I want to put myself through that again. Okay? That's what you got to do. I'm trying to tell you, dude. I'm trying to tell you what my dad told me. Okay? I added a little bit with the naked part. Okay? Oh, if he ever heard that. If he ever heard that, he'd be like, that's not what I said. I didn't say get naked. What the hell are you telling these people I told you to do? I definitely added a little bit with the naked part. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, stick up for yourself. It's rough in these streets, dude. Nobody's got your back but yourself, okay? Dude, it's so good to be back with you guys. This is so much fun. I genuinely love doing the podcast this way. I genuinely love doing the interviews too. I really do. I love them both. But this is just, it feels so fun to just sit here and talk with some friends and not have them talk back to me because you want to know something? I'm tired of hearing your voice. No, I'm just kidding. No, but honestly, it feels good to do this the way I always originally intended to do it. I really love the interviews. I'm definitely going to do them again at some point. But I just love this, dude. I love the silliness. I love having a good time with you guys. And I'm working the hardest, dude. I'm working the hardest for you guys. So I hope you guys see it. I know some of you have said it, and I really appreciate it in the past. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys giving me feedback and talking to me and just letting me know what you like and don't like. But, dude, speaking of which, if you like this video, give it a like. And want to hear more crazy rants or possibly interviews in the future, or me just talking with some friends on a podcast, feel free to give it a like so you give it a like, and give it a sub if you want to subscribe. If you're listening to this on podcast, you're probably already subscribed, but if you're watching this as a video, you know, sub, hit the bell notification so you know whenever I post videos. And guys, gals, ladies, gents, everybody in between, I will catch you in the next one. Peace. Once more. Repeating. Do it again.